What the fuck?
What the fuck you looking at?
Two cheap shit losers screwing with a car that someone probably worked their ass off to pay for.
I gotta tell you, that hurt. I was just a regular guy, back before any of this stuff happened. A lot of what got me through the school day was making deposits in the whack-off warehouse, mostly to my English teacher.
Dave Lazuski. Oh, I want your hands all over me, Dave. Please.
I guess I was the last person you'd expect to become a superhero.
You are fucking awesome.
The comic books had it wrong.
You don't need a power to be a superhero.
Leave him alone! It's none of your business!
Yes, it is.
Hey, there's a dude dressed like a superhero out there fighting a bunch of guys.
I'm fucking rocked. Who are you?
I'm Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass has become the latest internet phenomenon.
This is awesome.
It's actually pretty good.
Good at getting his ass kicked. He should call himself Ass Kick instead.
He's inspired a wave of real-life superheroes.
Tool up, honey bunny. It's time to get bad guys.
You wanna go fight some crime?
Let's see what you can do.
This fucking guy comes out of nowhere, kicks our asses.
I want this cocksucker's fucking head on a stick.
I gotta send a public service message. Being a superhero is bad for your health.
So you wanna play?
Who are you?
I'm Hit Girl. And that's Big Daddy.
Kick ass. Red mist.
Oh, shit! Fuck me, that kinda hurt.
How do I get a hold of you?
You just contact the mayor's office. He has a special signal that shines in the sky. It's in the shape of a giant cock.
Bring it on!
Oh, yeah. Didn't see that, did ya?
I think Kick-Ass is cute. Everyone would definitely fuck his brains out if I got the chance.
How do I get hold of you?
You just contact the mayor's office. He has a special signal he shines in the sky. It's in the shape of a cock.
Slap at the bass.
That sounded like Borat.
Yeah.
In the face! In the face!
Fart. Boom. That's a fart, motherfucker.
You're such a fucking moron.
Your language is offensive.
Fuck you.
You got it, Jobin.
Doc, none of us could remember anything from last night. Remember?
What do you think? Zombie kill of the week?
God damn it, Bill fucking Murray!
All right. Latest on the menu.
Ass to ass.
Hello, pretty lady.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yo, baby, you have your asshole licked by a fat man in an overcoat?
This is exactly what I look like when I jam out, man. When I jam with my bass.
Spread my cheeks so you can see the fucking steak nuggets.
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Slap at the bass, mommy. Slap at the bass, mommy.
There you go.
Slap at that bass, mommy.
I slap at that bass.
Please look at that.
Slap at the bass. Slap at the bass.
For the sake of our relationship.
Slap at that bass.
Please stop. Please stop. Thank you.
I'm slapping the bass. Bonging.
That's words of a little girl, that is.
little girl. She's
a
about
little girl.
What, 10?
Yep, a miniature superhero.
Miniature superhero. Well, I mean, what kind of film could have a miniature superhero in it? I mean, you're just talking about some girl, you say cock.
Cock. A little girl.
It's not Batman.
Don't be a pervert.
Paedophile. Gary Glitter's home movies.
Perv.
Pervert.
Merv the perv.
Sounds like a superhero. It could be a superhero.
No one wants to be rescued by a superhero called Merv the Perv. You down and out and get attacked. Don't worry, Merv the Perv's here.
He thinks he's getting saved. But he's not. The people are getting groped.
Superhero that comes and helps the bad guy.
Who are you?
I'm just Merv the Perv. Don't worry about me.
Did you save him?
No,
save
him.
I touched him in a dirty place. Who could play Merv to Perth? What actor out there could you see playing Merv to Perth?
Danny DeVito.
Yeah!
He just sneak up.
He just sneak
up. He wouldn't even be in a camera shot, is that sure?
Just a dummy head. Like,
you know, like, Perth, shut up. You're like, yeah, yeah. I didn't see him.
He was there to Danny DeVito and then touching people. Did you feel that?
Yeah,
I did feel that. Mother Purr. He touched your ass, hey. Touch your titties too. Mother Purr. What is secret power? What is superpower be?
It'd be an extendable finger. You just look on your feet. You look. You'd be like, someone just touched me. You look down. There'd just be MP.
He should have gone, hey, hey, hey.
I just picture Danny DeVito perched up in a dirty little alley.
I can see it now. I need to rent that movie. That is the brilliant. Oh, that's brilliant.
Adventures of Merv the Perv. Danny DeVito starring as Merv the Perv.
He's got a psychic groping Gary.
Who would groping Gary be?
Vern Troyer. It'd be like mini me from
that's who you need.
You think when people look at their like bum after the extendable finger, she's gone Merv the Perv, and they go, "What the hell?" And he's coming and goes, "You've just been perv." Just honks their tits. Man's up. He's not really a superhero. He's like an ultimate pervert, isn't he? He's like a super perv. A super.
Oh god, I want to see Danny DeVito and a sidekick, Vern Troyer, in superhero.
Because he will be half the size of him.
Oh.
So he won't look that weird.
Are you sure? I swear you, Vern Troyer is taller than Danny DeVito.
Don't, I'm trying to imagine it now. It's fucking too funny. It is fucking weird. Oh. But yeah. This is Movie Bomb. Welcome to Movie Bomb. This is it. This is the sort of shit you're going to get. Oh, that was fucking brilliant.
But there you go. Just to set this record straight. Danny DeVito ain't a pervert. Well,
mate,
he's not a superhero pervert. I know that much.
Maybe a pervert.
Yeah.
he ain't a super pervert.
What's the difference between a pervert and a super pervert?
We called him a super pervert, so we can stick with that. If he's a pervert, we didn't say nothing.
Oh,
we're talking about? Schindler's List?
Yeah. Groping Gary. I like it.
Merv the Perv.
I like it.
And Groping Gary. Starring in.
Oh. Wait, what would the name of the film be?
Groping Gary, Merv the Perv, right? The movie could be, right? So if you look at it, it wouldn't be just normal, it wouldn't be like Merv Perv. It wouldn't be like that. You know, you got The Dark Knight, they got a film like that, you know, so.
Yeah.
It'd be called.
It's not like Merv the Perv Gets Fingered. No. Because he's the one that does the fingering.
Merv the Perv, Groping Gary, in Under the Table.
Did you see him?
No.
What, it wouldn't even be like shuffling under the table.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We just imagine that Vern Troy, Grove McGarry, she's going, "You've got perv."
Little business card. You've been perv.
My back hurts.
Watch out, you've just been perved.
I've just been perved.
Didn't even see it coming. I thought that was the cat.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so here we go. This is this is Movie Bomb.
Movie Bomb
Episode.
Perv. Oh, do it again. Go. No, let's go. Let's be professional, Billy.
What, start again?
No! Keep this shit in. Go on, okay, start again, go on. Introduce what we are, what it is.
Episode of the movie Bong.
Bong. You got perv.
You got perv.
We did create a lot of fucking catchphrase in the podcast. We had BAM!
Yep.
High five to that.
Yeah, Mind five.
You've got perfed.
You've got perfed.
There you
that's
go.
A favorite,
that's another one, I'm saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're just sitting there listening to us.
They're like, tell me the fucking movie!
We're not talking about movies, we're just talking about pervs. This is Movie Bomb, dedicated to pervs.
Don't say that! You're fucking dedicated to pervs.
Yeah.
Yeah, today's Movie Bomb goes out to Gary Glitter.
Our number one listener, baby!
Next week, Pete Townsend! Okay, right. Third time's a charm, like, come on.
Right, so here we go, yeah.
Go away, dogs.
This is Movie Bomb, baby.
Movie Bomb!
Bong.
Episode 2. I'm not going to say it. Episode 2, okay.
Episode 2. And this one is about superheroes. Not super pervs, superheroes.
Yeah, well, are they really superheroes? They're not really superheroes, are they? That's the beauty of it.
I'd say, like, reality heroes.
Like the film says, they're not really super. What would happen if a real person become a superhero?
Yep.
There you go. They wouldn't really be superhero, would they? What makes a normal person super?
Yep.
I think we were kind of spot on with perv, because if you want to be a super perv, all you need is extendable fingers.
You see them all on fucking internet later. eBay. I'm sure someone's selling an extendable finger. Yes!
Where's my E.T. phone? I'm making more. But
you'll see bidder, one bidder, Gary Glitter. Yeah!
You got perv. Fuck's sake. So it's about heroes, superheroes in real life. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
But one in particular.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not talking about Batman.
No.
No.
Not Superman.
Not even Superman.
Not even Robin.
Robin ain't a superhero. Come on. He's someone's bitch.
He ain't even as good as Superman.
No. He's the groping Gary of superhero.
No, groping Gary has class.
Oh. No, he doesn't. No, you can tell me the story, man.
Groping
Gary ain't got class. Everyone knows that already. He ain't even a real person. Everyone's in.
You say his name, but yeah, no. I don't want to see that. No one see that shit. That's fucking dirty shit. This is the longest intro of Movie Bill.
Yeah, definitely.
Ever.
Yep.
What's the movie, Bill? Sing it.
Aquaman. No bullshit, everyone knows Aquaman's a load of crap.
He is a cunt.
He is a cunt. Watch out, the tuna fish.
Tuna fish?
Tuna.
It's not a tuna.
It's not a tuna.
It's not a tuna. It's not a tuna.
It's a salmon.
Open your mind. I don't know why I said that. It made no sense. Just because it was related to Marley. He's like,
open your mind. Open your tent. So we're talking about superheroes, Aquaman, and now we're talking about opening a tin of tuna in a.
It's not a tuna! It's not a tuna! What is your fishy and what does he do? Come on, what film are we talking about today, Bill?
Kick ass!
Kick ass!
Kick ass.
Now, we are going to show you, well, not show you, because that's not the sort of thing we do here. Click a button, Bill. Maybe there you go. Billy's using the computer for the third time.
This is computer.
Right, so what we're doing now, we are going to do kick ass in 90 seconds.
Kick ass in 90 seconds.
90 seconds. Not 91, not 92.
Not 89.
Well, maybe.
Could be.
It could be 94, I don't know, it depends how long you've made it. But if you're counting, you shouldn't be counting.
Yeah.
Just chill out, man.
Yeah, just relax.
This is kick-ass in 90 seconds.
Sit back, have a listen.
Bang!
How come nobody's ever tried to be a superhero? Look at this asshole just watching.
This would be the guy that looks like Batman.
I didn't say he looked like Batman.
You did, Trey. You said the guy looked like Batman.
Daddy, I'm scared.
Come on, Mindy. Honey, be a big girl now. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Okay. I'm gonna get a hot fudge sundae.
Good call, baby doll.
And a Bratz movie star makeover, Sasha. I'm just fucking with you, Daddy. Look, I love a Brinsby Model 42 butterfly knife.
The three assholes laying into one guy while everybody else watches? You wanna know what's wrong with me? I'm fucking raw. Who are you? I'm kick-ass.
Okay, you cunts. Let's see what you can do now.
How do I get a hold of you?
You just contact the mayor's office. He has a special signal that shines in the sky. It's in the shape of a giant cock.
I'll tell you who owes her a childhood. Frank D'Amico!
I think I'm in love with her, dude. She looks like she's about 11 years old, but I can wait. I solemnly vow to save myself for her.
Time for a family reunion.
Why don't you pick on someone your own size?
How you like me now?
How you like me now?
Yeah. So there we go.
It's a good film.
I
crammed quite a lot in 90 seconds out.
Yeah, definitely. We've got it all going on in the background.
Inspiration.
Yep.
Well, can I just say, before we start, the bird in this film, Lindsay Fonseca.
Yep.
Very, very pretty girl.
She's only 12. You bird!
No, that's not her.
Oh. The little one? Who are you talking about?
No, that's Chloe.
Pedo.
I'm pointing at the bird on the screen and you tried to make it out as if I was being a dirty perv. I ain't no Gary Grope.
As a perv.
No, the bird there, so he gets kick-ass, gets it on with.
Yeah, man.
It's He does it.
Pretty tasty.
It doesn't kick ass.
She's from How I Met Your Mother.
He taps that ass.
Taps that ass. Yeah. No grope, no shit. He does. He's groping her now. Look,
he is.
With his little rubber.
With his gardener gloves on. He's just been out fucking turning the potato spuds over.
So, like, what's his name? Dave Lewinsky or Lewowski. It's a random name.
Lebowski. Hello, my name is Dave Lebowski.
No, that's from Monsters Inc, isn't it? No, that's Michael Wawelski. Michael Kowalski.
Kowalski.
Yeah, proper Jewish
name. My name is Mike Kowalski.
Proper Jewish name.
Yeah.
So. No, yeah, so what is it? He gets like some kind of like scuba suit.
It's a scuba suit.
And he decides, what would it take if we become superheroes?
Yeah. Because if, I think a lot, you know, there's a you lot think of crime going on.
Really?
You'd think that
there's actually what, people.
Out there is someone out.
I've read it in the papers.
Heard about recently, yeah.
It was, I don't know what it was called. It was dressed up as, I don't know. It was a stupid name.
Yeah.
It wasn't Merv de Perv. I'd be more impressed if it was Merv de Perv.
Yeah.
cleaning the streets, sorting the streets out of injustice. With a tickle here and a tickle there
and then a finger here and a finger there.
It's not rape if you're doing it for justice. That's how it works out. But no, there's a guy out there and he was doing it and he was like, why? I don't, he said, I've helped clear up crime. And you're like, yeah, because people were scared because you look like a freak. If someone's out there dealing drugs and some bloke comes dressed up in a cape and a mask and runs at you. You got to think, you think, this guy's fucked up, I'm running. Mm-hmm. Because if he's that fucked up, he ain't going to stop, and he's going to keep going at me. He can fucking not.
You didn't dare.
I don't know, he probably hasn't, he's probably got like a piece of paper. I'm going to slap him with my paper. Like a fruit pastel.
Fruit pastel.
You get a fruit pastel, and you go, bing, 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 bing.
No, that's fucking...
When you fling them.
They're not fruit pastels. What them? I'm thinking of saying, you know them little things you used to get little...
Piss! Piss! Piss his face up! That's what I'm thinking of, you spying little pricks at him! It costs quite a lot though, to refill, that's what I hated.
What, Pez?
I used to get the Pez, didn't you? I used to get like, whatever one they were.
Yep.
The Pez, they used to be like £1.50, you're like, bang!
Looney Tunes characters, or you get like a trend...
And then when you go, oh, I'm going to buy some Pez, and you put them in there, it'd be like 15 in a pack,
yep.
Bang, in the Pez, and you start eating them. And you'd be like,
you want to run out of time, I'm just going, it's like an automatic machine gun.
It's sugar rush, man. It was like, I need my sugar.
You'd be on such a mad buzz in front of the shop.
Diabetic's worst nightmare. That's what it was.
That's what it'd say. Yeah. On the geezer's fucking gravestone, killed by Pez.
You've been Pez.
The one next to him, you've been groped.
You've been groped. You've been perv.
Keep an eye out for Merv the Perv.
Merv the Perv, he's a very... But kick-ass.
Mervish the Pervish.
He sorts his out, he wants to fight a bit of crime, but he gets caught up in some dodgy shit.
He does, doesn't he?
Because then you got the guy...
Red Mist.
Red Mist, which is the main guy, Frank. Frank Marino?
Is that Red Mist dad?
He's like the main, not gangster.
Yeah.
And kick-ass inadvertently gets caught up in sorting that shit out.
Gets dragged into that,
yeah. Because he doesn't realise, because what's that, at the same time, you've got Hit Girl and Big Daddy.
Yep.
Proper,
they're doing the same
proper,
thing, but they're low key.
But they're quiet.
Yeah.
They're not there to clean the streets up.
Father and daughter.
They're there to kill Frank. But Frank, they're there to kill the gangster. That's literally what they're there to do. About Kick-Ass gets caught up. So then Big Daddy, Hit Girl, they kind of take Kick-Ass and use him to help him. Because they think that
as
you can help us because... He's after you.
Yep.
If he's coming close to you, we can get close to him.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Fucking goes loose, man. Fucking, you got bazookas, guns, fucking. What? Like a fucking rocketeer.
This man and his daughter, they're pretty special.
And that he is special. Nicolas Cage is wicked in this film.
He does a good job.
As Big Daddy.
Did you know that Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
He was approached about the part before Nicolas Cage. Daniel Craig.
James Bond.
Yep.
Himself.
James Bond himself, my man. there you go. There's a bit of trivia for you. There was someone else that was approached for him, but I'll let you know that later. I'm not gonna feed it all out now. No, just carry on. Yeah, don't move. This computer's a piece of shit.
Movie.
How come nobody's ever tried to be a superhero?
Well, I don't know. Probably because it's fucking impossible, dipshit.
Why? Putting on a mask and helping people? How's that impossible?
Well, that's not superhero, though. How's that super? Super's like being stronger than everybody and flying and shit. That's just hero.
No, it's not even hero. It's just fucking psycho.
Hello, Bruce Wayne? You didn't have any powers?
Yes, but he had all the expensive shit that doesn't exist. Nope. I thought you meant, like, how come nobody does it in real life?
Yeah, Todd, that's what I meant.
Dude, if anybody did it in real life, they'd get their ass kicked. They'd be dead in, like, a day.
A day.
Yeah, okay, I'm not saying they should do it. I just can't figure out why nobody does. Seriously, out of all the millions of people who love superheroes, you think one would give it a try? Jesus, guys, does it not bug you? Why thousands of people want to be Paris Hilton and nobody wants to be Spider-Man.
Yeah, what's with that? She has, like, no tits at all.
Maybe it's a porn tape. He doesn't have a porn tape.
You guys never saw One Night in Spider-Man?
You got perved.
Sorry, people, if you're feeling quite violated right now. But
I feel dirty.
Don't worry, there's no one actually fingering you from behind. It's just you're just imagining it. We're putting it in your
ever,
head.
If you're ever in a nightclub,
yeah,
and you feel saying touch up along your backside,
yep.
And you turn around, there's a midget standing there with a bald head. Be prepared for what you're
a
about
midget
to hear.
Danny DeVito.
You got perved. We said that you're Brandon with a little. So you got perved.
It'd be like the Danger Mouse sign.
Yeah.
An MP.
It would be, because Vern Troy would be wearing glasses and look like Penfold. Suit.
Oh, there you go. He would be like a gentleman perv. Like a gentleman groper.
I'm sorry, madame, but you've just been perved.
It's him. Have a little cane in one hand, cigar in the other, all tweeded out. You know.
Tweeded out?
Yeah.
Fucking pipe. Smoking a pipe.
Yeah. Pipe. Little bowler hat.
You've all been perved.
Every one of you.
Was Vern Troy ever approached to play any part in Kick-Ass?
Well, no.
That's a shame.
No, he wasn't. But
he has to wait for our call when we make Merv the Perv, the motion picture.
Apparently, Mark Wahlberg, he got approached for the part as Big Daddy, but because of his rubbish, antics in
The Happening.
The Happening?
You're shitting The Happening.
Never watched Happening. I'm talking about Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Good Vibrations. Pause it. Go on,
no,
pause it.
I'm not pausing it. Carry on singing.
I am going to put, here's a clip of Mark, because people will be like, Marky Mark, that's Mark Wahlberg. We
Marky
know Marky
Mark.
And he'll be like,
if you do not know,
this is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Coming right at you.
Feel it, baby. I get two. Come on, swing.
U-G-G-I-E, my body is healthy. My rhymes make me wealthy, and the funky bunch helps me to bring you a show with no intoxication. So come on, feel my vibration.
Yeah, can you feel it, baby?
I like the way you maintain the eye contact. Like, watch me while I do this.
I'm doing it because I know in a minute you're going to turn my head and go, you got burnt.
You're going to take your eyes off.
That's how it works. False sense of security. False sense of security. That's how he attacks.
Yeah.
But not attacks. That sounds really bad.
He doesn't attack.
You don't, he just takes his opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike Kick-Ass, who was just wrong place, wrong time,
yep,
wrong idea, man. It's like Wolverine.
It's not necessarily Kick-Ass, it's it gets his ass kicked.
Just like Nicolas Cage says, it was unlike Kick-Ass, more ass kicked.
Oh, is that what he says?
He says that in the film.
Oh, okay.
He goes, he's less Kick-Ass, more ass kicked.
What, in that very pervy way?
Nicolas Cage.
You've just done a Merv the Perv impression of Nicolas Cage. You just got your ass.
But Danny DeVito doesn't talk like that, does he?
With a little bit of Jeff Goldblum jumped in there.
Yeah,
well.
A little bit. And William Shatner.
And William Shatner. And William Shatner.
William Shatner ever played Merv the Perv?
You have just described the biggest perv. It would be the ultimate perv.
Good. William Shatner would be like, you have not know what's going on. I'm going to touch your boobs right now.
Without you seeing.
Because you've just got perv. And it's like, who did that? I go, it's me.
What was that out of? It's me.
He did it in the car with a Shannon. He did a country
nut.
Country, country. Crunchy nut cornflakes advert or bran flakes advert.
Yeah.
And they go, it's William Shatner. He went,
it's me! Yeah. You've got to see that. You've got to hear that.
I'll tell you what. Pause that. Go back in. I will find that that clip and we'll play it right.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Because there's nothing else to do.
Dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you. Look out,
they'll tear your insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist.
Yes, everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the back.
You will never,
you will understand
how it feels to live your life,
to live your life
with no meaning or control.
And with nowhere left to go, you're amazed that they exist. And they burn,
and they
so,
burn
bright
so bright
while you can only wonder,
you can only wonder why.
Rent a flat above a shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some fags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school.
But still
you
never
get it right. Cause when you've laid in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall, if you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll
never watch your life slide out of you
and dance and drink
and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
Shatner knows what he's talking about.
William Shatner don't know shit.
William Shatner, mm-hmm. Jeff Goldblum,
yep.
Mark Wahlberg,
yep.
Danny DeVito,
and
the Perv Squad.
It's approaching. Let's get in touch.
Let's
get in touch with their people, and we'll see what we can fathom. I think we've got a film there.
I'm going to write it.
Yeah.
Actually, no, fuck it. If you're listening to this podcast, send us your ideas.
Yeah.
It'd be a collaboration. It'd be a podcast collaboration.
If you're liking the Perv Squad idea.
The Perv Squad.
Yeah.
Now, what we might do, me and Billy might write random little statuses.
Mm-hmm.
Perv Squad. Just randomly. It just pop up. You'll be sitting there reading your shitty little statuses, saying, oh, look, oh, Jenny's having a boy. Oh, look, oh,
think he's watching Jerry McCall. Oh, look, Perv Squad. What the fuck is Perv Squad? And we just put a lot of random picture. We just put Danny DeVito up. No comment. Just yep. Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito. Right, and
coming soon.
Yeah. Coming soon on a bumpy.
Literally. You dirty bastard.
So, okay, if you listen to this, okay, and if any of our friends listen to this, alright,
you should. And come on, Jess. And you Jess, see, Jess, come on, Jess.
Go on, Jess. Boy, Jess. Girl, Jess.
Jess, Jess.
G Money.
Jessie Jess.
Jess and Jess.
Jess.
I don't know. Jess. Okay, but if you hear this, alright, and you listen to this, you're going to understand.
That, feedback.
You know, if we're on Facebook and you see a random Facebook status saying Danny DeVito,
get involved.
Vern Troyer, or yep. Perv Squad, or Merv the Perv.
Merv the Perv. Just random. Yep. We're going to do it. Viral it.
If you know what this is, you are in our joke circle, our circle of joke. Okay, you have to
circle. Of joke.
Now, Danny DeVito, alright? Not yep. Danny DeVito. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Has a circle of trust.
Yep, in the middle.
We have just created the circle of joke.
That's it. The podcast. Podcast.
Podcast.
Podcast circle of joke. We've done it. It's taken us that long.
Yep.
It's taken us 23 episodes of What the Fuck Do We Know.
Yep.
I think this is only the third episode of Movie Bomb.
Yep.
But we're there. We're ready.
Are you ready?
Yeah. If you're willing to come on this journey with us.
Yep. If you're ready to be violated,
you will be perved up.
The perv.
You will be opening up your emails and you will hear.
You
got perved! And that's it. You're ready. That's it. We're sorting it out. This is fucking brilliant. Be part of the pervolution. Let's do it.
This is a pervolution, people.
Yeah. Fight the power! Fight the perv to be!
No, man. Embrace the perv within.
Embrace your inner perv.
This has nothing to do with Kick-Ass.
Okay, well, I'll ask you a question about Kick-Ass then.
I've got to ask you a question.
No, I'll ask you a question. Movie drug. I said I've got no jingles.
No, man.
Movie drug.
I think you're doing well with that, though. That's nice. It's a nice tone you're holding there throughout the...
It's like a little movie drug.
We can have one of them little corner bands, you know, where you've got like four gays and...
Da, 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 yeah. Bing bom bom. Movie drug. Okay, movie drug. We do this every episode.
You sort of remind me of the chick off of the chick. Grease.
Do I look a bit sexy?
You know when the headmaster comes on the thing?
Yeah, you
I've never seen that film.
Yeah, you love it.
Never.
Billy thinks I look like a chick from Grease. He wants to fuck me like a perv. But okay, movie drug. If this movie was a drug, Billy, what drug would it be?
This movie would be...
Talking about Kick-Ass, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you forgot,
we sort of floated away. Okay, we're about half an hour in. We haven't really talked much about Kick-Ass, but...
Okay, go.
This was a drug. The drug would be alcohol.
Alcohol. Ooh, it's a silent killer.
Yeah.
It's not silent.
No, it's not. It's going to be loud.
Everyone fucking drinks it. Oh, they're annoying. Just die. Shut up, die. Fucking annoying me.
I'm pissed now. What are you talking about?
I'm fucking, but I've been pissed since 1 o'clock. It doesn't really matter. But no, yeah, no, I get you. Yeah, yeah.
So was a cat when he pissed on his head.
I pissed on my cat earlier. Listen back. I can't remember which podcast it was. It might be the other one. But yeah. But no, yeah, no, Kick-Ass. Alcohol. Come on, explain. Explain yourself, Billy.
Well, this guy, he's got a funky idea, okay? Because we watch a lot of films and everyone wants to be this vigilante.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, if you had the money and you had the balls, you'd be that person that would go out and help the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's people in trouble everywhere, okay? People getting robbed all day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people getting...
It's a nasty word. There's people getting perved
up. Oh, perved all over the place. Wait, keep your eye out for Danny DeVito.
Vern Troyer.
Yeah.
And Jeff Goldblum.
Masters of the Perviness.
The Justice Perv.
Keep an eye out for them.
The Perv of Shadows.
You know, just get in touch with us. We'll sort out the Perv.
The Perv Avengers.
Yeah. The Pervengers.
Pervengers. I like Perverse, that works.
Perverse.
The
yeah.
Perverse. Stuck in our perverse.
So okay, the way we see it, okay, you've got all this money, you know, you're gonna think you wanna go and help people, but the only time you really think, so now we've had a few beers, I wanna go and fight some crime.
It sounds like a good idea right now, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like me and you could go right outside now and
we could go and help someone in the road. And as soon as we say something, you'd be like, oh fuck.
Fuck, I'm going home.
Yeah. What have I put myself in?
I haven't got no weapons.
Yep.
I've got an extendable finger.
Which I'm borrowing off Danny DeVito.
Yeah. It ain't much fucking use to me now. Bloke's got a fucking knife. He's gonna fuck me up.
All I'm gonna do is stick a little brand on his bum.
Yeah, and go, you got perv. And spite your face, you will get slashed up.
Did you just touch me?
Fuck you! No, yeah, no, I can get it. Alcohol works out good because it works out the fact that an idea sounds good when you're drunk.
Yep.
And the next day, like, if you ever go through with it, you're like, what the fuck did I just do? Like, if it sounds good to be drunk, Billy, doesn't it? And jump into bushes. Doesn't it, Billy?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Because no one ever does that drunk.
Jump into a bush to start covering a metal fence.
Exactly.
Then it hurts your shin.
And then you wake up in the morning going, what the fuck was that?
It's entertaining at the time.
Exactly. Because you think that's the right thing to do.
Yep. But it's not, because some person has taken a lot of time to trim that bush. And you go in there and violate that bush.
Sounds
with
like
your pervy finger.
That sounds like a... That sounds like a mission for the perv squad. Is there a bush that needs violating?
No, I'm the pervinator.
The pervinator? Old Schwarzenegger's now part of the crowd.
I'm the pervinator.
I will perv you. Give the people the grope.
It's not a perv.
We were talking about tuna earlier, weren't we?
Yeah.
Not a tuna. Okay, so that was
that's the drug.
Movie drug.
That's the drug.
Movie drug.
I didn't say anything to anyone, I swear.
Good move. Ass. Kick. Let's keep it that way.
You know what this is? It's all the cartridge crap that comes out of your gay little taser when you fire it. You do know the police could have traced this right back to you if they found it. But lucky for you, I picked it up.
Thank you.
Let's call it insurance. Makes it easier for us to take your word. See, we like you, but we don't trust you.
Don't take it personal, though. We don't trust anybody.
I rerouted your IP address. Finding you was way too easy.
Oh, shit. Shit, I hadn't thought... My God, I owe you. You know what? I'm thinking of just shutting my site down anyway. Quitting. I mean, this is... It's fucking insane. I'm in way over my head.
It's a shame. You have potential.
Your call, but you know we're around if you need us.
How do I get a hold of you?
You just contact the mayor's office. He has a special signal that shines in the sky. It's in the shape of a giant cock.
You need us. Put on your website that you're on vacation. We'll find you. Hit girl, back to headquarters.
Sweet dreams.
Okay, Mr. Barker.
Yo.
Bit of trivia for you.
What? Trivia.
According to
movie
Mark Miller.
Movie.
There you go. According to Mark Miller,
yes,
the C word being cunt.
Who's Mark Miller, Bill?
Is he the director?
No.
Go on then, who's Mark Miller?
He created Kick-Ass in the comics.
Oh, okay.
The creator.
Who was the original writer?
Mark Miller, he was the creator.
What about Jonathan Ross's missus?
She wrote the script for the movie.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Well done for knowing that.
Yeah.
Well done for knowing. Well done, Billy. Two pervs.
Two pervs? On the pervometer.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. The C word.
You're always a good perv one day.
Sank I strive to become. is a great perv.
Okay.
According to Mark Miller, the C word moment in issue 3 of the comic ultimately convinced Matthew Vaughan that it was a worthy project.
Matthew Vaughan directed it?
What are you asking me?
he was a director.
He was a director, okay.
The C word, what were we saying? What? Carol? Carnal?
Catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
That wasn't by Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, by the way.
MC Hammer.
That was by MC Hammer. Here you go. A little bit of MC Hammer for
everyone
you.
Everyone knows a bit of MC Hammer.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the phone.
You can't touch this, motherfucker.
You can touch me.
That was MC Hammer. That was a song written specially for Danny DeVito.
Exactly. And the perverse.
Yes,
you can touch this. Perverse.
But ultimately, he did touch him, and there was a court case that followed.
That's very true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But we don't talk about the court
case. And that's when Danny DeVito and all his penguin pals.
Penguins! Imagine penguins touching people.
Oh.
How weird would that be? What would you do if you walked past and a penguin just slapped someone's ass? BAM!
That'd be pretty funny.
You go, what are you doing? Whack, whack. The penguins go, quack, quack. That's stuck in it. No, in the field, the penguins go, nyah, 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 nyah. No, that's Mars effects. No, penguins make a weird little quacking noise, don't they?
What about sure Pingu? They do. What did Pingu used to do?
Oh, Pingu used to go, pause it. Let's. That's what Pingu sounds like.
Takes it back here.
What a shit little show.
Shut up, man. Oh, Pingu. Fuck. You me. Not used to watch that when you were younger?
Well, not let my kids watch Pingu.
No, when you was younger, though.
That's why I'm racist, that's why.
You can't be racist about Pingu. Pingu's black and white.
No, he's Inuit.
No, but cartoon. This was a cartoon, you know, influenced by the song made famous by Michael Jackson.
Black and white? Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Bill.
There you go. That's a fact you won't see on Google, yeah. I tell you that.
Billy makes the world go round. Fucking hell. Okay.
So what? We come to this now. So, Kick-Ass, it's a film about...
getting through this quite well, though, haven't we?
Yeah, we did.
Considering we haven't seen this film in like a year.
Yeah. So we've got a plan in the background.
Do you think anyone's noticed?
No. We haven't really talked about this film, have we? That's what we're doing so well, because we're not actually talking about this film.
No, we're bloody doing good. Get the bazooka out, we know.
Oh, mate, he had a business.
Yeah, no, you got Tamer Hassan.
That's his name.
He's in the
is
business.
Is he Turkish? He's got to be Turkish.
I think, yeah, he's South London Turkish.
Yeah, he is, isn't
he's
he?
Like kebab shop Turkish.
Yeah, fuck.
That's what he is. He's from the business, yeah, he's good in the business, that's a good film.
I don't give fucking lemon.
I like business, it's a good film. I think we could do a movie bomb on that's a good little
film. Love that film.
He's also in Eastern Promises. Seen that film?
I haven't.
Viggo Mortensen, he has a naked... a spa fight in a sauna.
You're not selling it to me, man.
Danny
DeVito in the background.
Who got perv? Who got perv? Perv this! Fly, my pretties! fly!
touch.
I completely lose a track of time now, man. Just Danny DeVito, that's it.
Right, okay, so what we got? Kick-Ass is a movie about a kid who sort of takes it on himself to go and help people.
Yep.
Be a superhero.
Limited resources.
Right. So, he's doing this on his own, but he's got no money or anything like that. Now, if a movie was made
Yeah.
A movie has been made. If a movie was made to be, you know, to
for movie
like, for like
Sid.
Yeah. You know, for like
Let's do it again. Movie Sid. That was, you were staring when you said that. Movie Sid.
I wasn't licking my lips.
You're like,
That's the face of Danny DeVito. Every time you buy it, in the street.
It's the eyes. It's all in the eyes.
Yeah.
But movie scene.
It's not what he said. He said it's all in the finger.
Extendable finger. E.T. ain't got nothing on me. Okay, movie sibling, yeah?
Movie sibling. So what? Okay, what would be your...
Movie sibling would be... Batman.
Simple.
It's very simple.
Yeah, okay.
Guy, kid in Kick-Ass,
mm-hmm.
wants to fight justice.
Yep.
Wants to, you know, rid the world of injustice.
Yep.
Fight a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Has no money. He's a fucking... He's a geek. With nothing. He has a limited budget.
Yep.
Batman. He wants to fight justice.
Yep.
Get rid of crime.
Yep.
Gets all the money in the fucking world.
Quite sure shit.
And he kicks some shit out of people.
He does, doesn't he?
We're talking any Batman. We're talking Batman from Tim Burton's Batman to now.
Yep.
Batman. Same character, but yeah.
More so the recent ones.
This all, yeah. Christian Nolan Batman, especially like Christian Bale. He kicks some fucking ass.
It does.
Playboy. Misses around. He's a geek.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne's a playboy.
He is, yeah.
He's not exactly the best superhero in the world.
He's a rubbish superhero, to be fair.
Christian Bale's pretty damn good at Batman. He's
pretty Batman.
He's got all the shit. He's got all the shizness.
Yep.
I mean,
Dark Knight. Boom.
Boom, everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Dark Knight Rises when it comes out.
Can't wait.
Can't wait. I'm actually jizzing my... Oh, yeah.
When is it?
Jizzing my pants, whatever.
There you go. And it's just been violated by Merv the Perv.
You've been perved. But no, yeah. Batman would be my movie sib. Movie sib.
Ling.
Ling. It's like a little echo. Movie sib. Ling.
Ling. Yeah, so you're gonna go with Batman.
Well, as you said that, didn't I?
Apparently so. Sorry, I just gotta say, yeah.
Danny DeVito, fucking hiding under the table.
What? A little nice scene for you. Did you know that the original Dutch certification for this movie was 12 years old? After several complaints and due to the language and violence in the movie, the Dutch Institute for Classification of Audiovisual Media re-rated the movie for 16 years old in May 2010.
It was 12? In Holland, were they? They were all fucking stoned.
Well, I thought I'd be a bit more laid back about saying like this, to be honest, like you said it.
Well, this was almost an 18 in this country.
Really?
Almost. It was. I think it was a 15, but it was close to being 18. I mean, because every time you say cunt in the movie and get away with it being 15.
I suppose.
But every time you get people getting chopped up.
Yeah.
I mean, she chopped some people up, didn't she, hit a girl? She chopped some fucking limbs.
And she's only 4.
Literally, 4 years old.
She's a badass.
There's a bit where she comes out of the womb, just kills some people.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny samurai sort. Little baby samurai killer.
So she does it, and now she's got some fully grown man standing over the top of her with a gun.
But no, Kick-Ass saves the day with a bazooka.
Say hello to my little friend.
My big motherfucker.
Boom!
That's a cool little scene.
Yeah.
You don't want to be on the end of that fucking bazooka, do you?
I don't think you'll be on the end of any sort of bazooka. I'll be honest.
That's a true fact, Bill.
Yeah.
That's coming from the Perv's heart. The Perv's mouth.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, Perv.
Give me the pervy eye.
Pervy eye!
Give me the pervy eye. The name of Red Mist comes from a UK term of losing one's temper. Usually used as so, seeing the red mist, or the red mist descends on you. US equivalent would be seeing red.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, you down with that?
Yeah, no, because I also say red mist is when
if you ever explode, if someone explodes in a bomb and they get disintegrated, it's red mist.
Because of blood.
Bit of psh,
sort of makes sense.
Yeah. Mm. Shut up, Tom.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I've never actually seen anyone get blown up before. So.
That's a green mist.
You got perved.
Red mist.
Oh, shit. Ooh, fuck me. That kind of hurt.
You okay?
Yeah, no, I'm cool. I can't believe you're here, man. Like, you're my hero. You inspired me. No kick-ass, no red mist. Seriously.
Wow. Hey, really?
Straight up. And listen, if you... I don't know, if you wanted me to be your sidekick or something...
You want to be my sidekick?
Yeah, man. You and me together, we would own. You want to go fight some crime?
No, I mean, like, right now?
Yeah, man, come on. I got something I want to show you.
I mean, like, to be honest with you, I only ever fight crime between, like, 9 and 2 weekdays, so I'm gonna need to get back pretty soon.
Uh-huh. 6 degrees of separation.
You got perved.
Yes, you did. Now, what we got, I want you to get from Nicolas Cage to Jack Black.
Jack, you didn't say that before, you liar.
No, we're gonna go from Nicolas Cage to Michael J. Fox.
MJ Fox. The original Michael Parkinson.
Sorry?
The original Michael Parkinson.
The original Michael Parkinson. That's blowing a belt, man. That's not boxing.
Oh, I don't shake it like a Polaroid picture. Shake it off, come on.
Nicolas Cage.
Michael
J. Fox.
I can do it in one. Ready?
Sure.
Nicolas Cage starred in Leaving Las Vegas with Elizabeth Shue.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Shue.
Yep.
One.
Yep.
Who starred in Back to the Future Part 2 with
Michael J. Fox.
I've got to be honest, I don't like the 6 degrees game, man.
Do you want to do another one on top of your head? Because you were a bit disappointed the other day.
Off the top of my head?
Come on, just name something. I'll try and do it top of my head.
Okay. Who's it? Who's Kick-Ass's little mate with the glasses?
Oh, I don't fucking know. His name?
Right, his name's Padraic Kilty. So, Padraic Kilty to...
Stick with Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas
and
Cage.
And pick someone different, and I'll try and do it.
Nicolas Cage to Will Ferrell.
Okay. Right. No, don't. I will try and do this now. Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Starred in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yep.
With Scott Kahn.
Yep.
Scott Kahn starred in Entourage. That was the life about Mark Wahlberg.
Right.
Mark Wahlberg starred in The Other Guys with Will Ferrell.
Bang! That was two moves.
Two moves. Top of my head. Top of my head. Just right here. You just witnessed that.
Checkmate.
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 You got perved.
Don't say that. I've had enough of that.
But no, I'm happy with that. I'm
in two moves. There you go. Mr. Barker. Movie. Bong.
Bong.
Yes. Nicely done, Mr. Barker.
Okay, so how do we end this then?
What are your final words?
How do we end this?
Final thoughts. Not on Merv the Perv, but on Kick-Ass.
So you want Kick-Ass in six words?
Six words.
Okay. Kick-Ass is fucking awesome.
Bong! Gah!